Chapter 6. The sea was no longer calm. The wind was stronger. It blew the sailboat quickly across the blue waters back towards the harbour. "We'll be back in no time," said Steve. The friends had really enjoyed their day trip. It had been a perfect day, although they were all tired now and were looking forward to getting back to their hotels for a hot shower.
"Do you think there are any sharks here?" said Samuel as he looked into the water.
"Probably," said Tim. "We are lucky they didn't eat us when we were swimming."
"Don't say that," said Meg. "I hadn't thought about sharks until now."
The sails on the boat began to move wildly. The wind was getting stronger. Antonio and Miguel were talking loudly in Spanish to each other.
"What are they saying?" asked Rick. But no one in the group spoke Spanish well enough to understand.
Al lit another cigarette, and Jess got her book out of her bag to read. The boat began to move about violently on the water. Jess put her book away.
"It's getting very rough," she said.
"Yes, and the sky looks very dark over there," said Steve.
"Do you think a storm is coming?"
"I don't like it when the sea is rough," said Rick.
His face was very pale.
"Are you okay, Rick?" said Meg. "You don't look very well."
As she said this, Rick was sick over the side of the boat.
"Oh, poor Rick," said Meg. "You are seasick."
"Can you smell diesel?" said Steve.
The wind was blowing wildly now, and the diesel smell was strong. One of the cushions on the boat suddenly blew up into the air. Al tried to grab it, but it blew away too quickly and landed on the water. Miguel got a net and pulled the cushion back towards the boat. Then he looked worried. He pointed to something in the water and shouted to Antonio. Steve looked where Miguel pointed and saw a large grey fin in the water.
"Maybe it's a dolphin,"
thought Steve, although he didn't mention it to the others. Suddenly, there was a flash of lightning in the sky, followed by a loud noise. There was no rain yet, but the boat began to move up and down on the water violently. The big waves made everybody wet. Meg was helping Rick, who was still sick. Chloe started to cry, and Al hugged her to calm her down. Tim and Samuel collected the boat cushions together and sat on them to stop them from blowing away. Jess pushed all their bags under the seats for safety. Steve was looking for the fin in the water. Al started to light another cigarette.
"Stop," shouted Tim. "If we can smell diesel, you must not smoke."
"Yes, you're right," said Al, as he put the cigarette away.
Chloe was still crying.
"I don't want to die in the Pacific Ocean," she cried. "I want to get married first."
Jess hugged Chloe.
"We're not going to die," she said. "The crew know what they're doing. They will get us back to harbour safely."
Al looked at Captain Antonio and Miguel. They were shouting at each other as they hurried to put the sails away. Just then the boat moved violently, and Tim stood up to grab his bag as it slid across the deck.
"Careful!"
cried Samuel. Suddenly, all of the cushions under Tim blew off the boat into the sea. Tim was horrified. He looked at Miguel. He thought the man would try to use the net again to get the cushions, but this time he didn't even try to save them. Steve looked at the cushions in the sea. He now saw two grey fins close to the boat. Al looked too.
"What are those?"
said Al.
"Shh,"
said Steve.
"They are probably just dolphins."
"Those are definitely not dolphins,"
said Al.
"They're sharks,"
Steve and Al were frightened. This was not a perfect boat trip after all.